Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We dedicate the day to you. Thank you for lightening our hearts, Father God, so that we can have the light of life. Our understanding can be enlightened so we can partake of the blessings that have been laid out for us for this day, and we can encourage others with your love and your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family. Readings this morning is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 to 5.
And have nothing to do with sexual immorality, lust, or greed, for you are his holy ones, and let no one be able to accuse you of them in any form. Guard your speech, forsake obscenities and worthless insults. These are nonsensical words that bring disgrace and are unnecessary. Instead, let worship fill your heart and spill out in your words, for it has been made clear to you already that the kingdom of God cannot be accessed by anyone who is guilty of sexual sin or who is impure or greedy, for greed is the essence of idolatry. How could they expect to have an inheritance in Christ's kingdom while doing these things?
Hallelujah. Yeah, this is yesterday's word. As beloved children, we must imitate our God. So it's, here we've seen what it's the opposite of beloved children. You're not feeling beloved, you're believing lies. And that's how we were. We came into this world, we came fearfully and wonderfully made. God made us, God sent us. The days ordained were written, and so God has got beautiful plans for us as his children to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. But not knowing that and growing up in a culture that has fallen so away from God, we got deceived, you know, and we got blinded, and then ungodliness came in, but we were made to be godly. So it's wonderful, the scripture in 1 Corinthians, what's that chapter? I'll get it for you now. But it says we all fell into darkness. We were all deceived into unrighteousness and self-righteousness, out of the righteousness of God, that which God loves. But praise God, by his Spirit we have now been justified by his death. We were cleansed, and then by his wonderful word, that's what we're doing this morning, getting into the word. We're waking to righteousness. We are washed. So God has made a way for us, and we need to just stay in that way. So, and that's a way. We're in the kingdom to partake of the kingdom, represent the kingdom, and represent the King of the kingdom. Amen. So be enlightened, be encouraged, and it's wonderful. TP translation has just said to us, how do we do that in true worship? And that's what Jesus said, true worshipers will worship him in spirit and in truth. So from the Spirit, we hear from God. From the Spirit, we partake of the blessings we have in Jesus. And as we believe and partake of the blessings of Jesus, God the Father and God the Son reveal themselves and make their home with us. So we've been brought wonderfully back in this new and better covenant to be too busy with the good to do the bad. So arise and shine, for your light has come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.